Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Today we're going to focus on the relationship between Shabbos and Yerushalayim. We find these two concepts inextricably linked all the time in our davening and our overall Torah experience, our Jewish life experience. And Kabbalah Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, the author of Lecha Dodi, he tells us, let's go greet the Shabbos queen, Likras Shabbos Lechu V'Nelcha. Let's go greet the Shabbos queen. And then he tells us in the next stanza, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumi Tzi'imi Tocha Afecha. The citadel of sanctity, the place of the sovereign capital of the Jewish people, you should emerge from this desolation of exile. So we are connecting Shabbos with Yerushalayim. And the same thing happens in our bracha of Ritzeh that we add to our benching, that we say Hashem should inspire us and help us tap into the experience of Shabbos. And V'harinu Hashem menachem as Sion Yirecha. Hashem Elokeinu should enable us to see the comfort of Yerushalayim. And many more places where we notice this confluence, this nexus between Yerushalayim, which is the Kedusha of Makom, of space, and Shabbos, which is the Kedusha, the sanctity of time. There is a basis for this in a very ancient Hasidic Kabbalistic tradition, a teaching from all the way back from the Sefer Yetzirah, that every concept that exists in the world is expressed in three different realms. It's called Ashan, Ayin Shin Nun, Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam means geographically, spatially, in space, and Shana is in time, temporally, and Nefesh is in a person. So, for example, imagine that in the concept of Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest of holy, so in Olam, in space, that's going to be in the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shana, in the year, that's going to be the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, and in the person, in Nefesh, that's going to be the Kohen Gadol. So when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is this inner idea, this spiritual spark, which is expressed through Olam in Yerushalayim, through Shana, through Shabbos, and through Nefesh, through the Tzaddik. Well, in what ways do Shabbos and Yerushalayim express the same idea? So we can think about this on three levels, just very, very briefly. The first one is the idea of Nachala. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Adaf Kof Yotes, that Nachala zu Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, toward the end of Shabbos, in a couple of places, that if a person observes Shabbos, they receive a nachala b'li mitzarim, nachalas Yaakov Avinu. What is nachala? Nachala is an inheritance. It's a place where a person settles down. As opposed to the Gemara says in Zvachim, which is menucha, that's temporary, that's shiloh, nachala zu Yerushalayim, it's a person, place where a person feels settled. So nachala is our Shabbos, is our Yerushalayim, where we feel settled, where we let go of everything else and we know this is the space of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we feel kol malachteinu asuya. Everything that we need is taken care of before we settle into Shabbos. The second level, the Gemara says in Brachas Adaf Nun Ches, v'hanetzach zu Yerushalayim. Netzach, eternity, is associated with Yerushalayim. And similarly, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the Pri Tzadok, in a little piece on Erev Yom Kippurim, that Shabbos is also keneged bidas netzach. Netzach is the attribute or the expression of the idea of something which is fixed and permanent and eternal. And that is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Pri Tzadok, Reb Tzadok, explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, and Moshe Rabbeinu gifted us, Yitzmach Moshe Matnas Chalko, gifted us this concept of Shabbos even before we left Egypt, that we should have a day of rest. What does it mean that Netzach and Yerushalayim and Shabbos and Netzach are all the same concept? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach. Moshe Rabbeinu is the idea of eternity, of something which is fixed. Yerushalayim is a place which is fixed. It is set, it is a bechira that is chosen by God, and we have really no choice about it. Hashem chose it. We have to search for it, but Hashem chose it. Shabbos, Hashem chooses it, and we have no role. It's not like Yontif, where we can postpone it based on the establishment of the rabbinic court of the Beis Din. Shabbos is fixed. When that sun goes down, Shabbos begins. And that inflexibility that high standard. That's the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, who sets the law, and that Yikov Adin Asar, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's going to be the fix. And so it takes a great sacrifice to travel all the way up to Yerushalayim, to observe Shabbos and let go of the parnasa, the material worries of the week. But when we accomplish that, we hit this high level of Netzach. And the third, the deepest and the most expansive, which really would take many, many shiurim to explain, is developed at length by Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zecher Tzadik Levracha in his masterful work, Shabbos Malkasa. We know that the Torah constantly emphasizes that Shabbos is the Yom HaShavi'i, the seventh day. Well, what is it that is so special of Shabbos being the seventh day? What's the significance of that? Well, the answer is that Hashem, when He created the world, He introduced seven energies, seven attributes, or seven aspects of life. And that's why we have 7 days of the week and seven musical notes and seven colors of the rainbow. And each of these aspects has a different name, a different expression, and a different person associated with them. So, for example, the Ushbizin, the guest that we welcome in our sukkah, the first is Avraham, who expresses the idea of chesed, the first emanation, the first attribute of God. The second is Gevura, of strength, that's Yitzchak. The third is Yaakov, which is Tiferes, the blend. The fourth is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Netzach. The fifth is Aaron, which is Hod. The sixth is Yosef. And the seventh is Malchus, that is David. What is Malchus? Yerushalayim and Shabbos, they both express Malchus. What is Malchus? So Rav Pinkas explains, if you look in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chav Tes, the Ribbono Shel Olam has these seven attributes described that we say in davening every day, L'cho Hashem, HaGedula, V'Hagavur, V'Tiferes, V'Netzach, V'Ahod, K'Chol B'Hashemayim, V'Aretz, that's six, and then L'cho Hashem again, HaMamlocha. What is L'cho Hashem, HaMamlocha? The Malchus is a seventh attribute. It's a different quality. The first six are different energies, different bekoach, different qualities that exist in the world, and imagine they exist in a person. Let's say a person has a very generous quality to them, or they have a sense of right and wrong, a sense of justice, and other kinds of qualities. They might have those in their potential, but they may not be able to actualize them in reality. There might be impediments. But once somebody becomes, imagine that person becomes all of a sudden the monarch, they become the king or the queen, all of a sudden all the impediments go away, and that koach, that potential now can become actualized, can become befoal. Similarly, so to speak, Hashem creates all of these energies that exist in the world. But until Hashem's presence is felt, the conduit, it remains closed, and all of these dimensions of the 6 days of the week, these six qualities, these six sheish sefiros, are all in the realm of bekoach in a certain way. And on Shabbos, they become befoal. They become manifest in the world. Imagine you have a wedding that you're planning. So you're going to hire a photographer and a caterer and a florist and all the different attributes and all the different accoutrements that are going to go into this planning for this wedding. And everyone shows up, but then all of a sudden, imagine you look around and you realize there's no bride or there's no groom, there's no couple. So what's the point of the whole wedding? The appearance of the bride and the groom, they transform everything. So that is the Bechina of Malchus. All of a sudden, all of that capacity that existed before is now transformed because it's enabled to be opened up into the world. The seventh attribute is qualitatively different. L'cho Hashem HaMamlocha is the way in which the presence of Hashem being felt in the world, being manifest, is the conduit through which all the six original attributes are given meaning and they're felt. That is the concept of Yerushalayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests His presence, v'shachanti b'socham, and we experience the presence of Hashem being palpable in this world. That's the Malchus of Hashem being expressed in the Ir Melucha, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, the Kiryas Melech Rav, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Shabbos, it's Dafka, the Yom HaShivi'i. We emphasize the fact that it is the seventh day, because this is that day of Malchus, the day in which all of the energy of Hashem that existed, that He put into the world in 6 days, is now open, and it's the Makor HaBracha, it's filtered out into the world through this conduit. It's pouring out into the world through the presence of Hashem. It's Kviya V'Kaima, it's fixed that Hashem's presence is there for us to encounter. So both Shabbos and Yerushalayim are the opportunity for us to tap in to the feeling of nachala, that we are at peace in a permanent state of everything is taken care of, we're resting with Hashem. It's the fixed nature of Netzach, which is this high bar for us to achieve of Mi'ala Bahar Hashem, to go up to Yerushalayim, to be in a space of Shabbos, which is Kavua, which is fixed, and it's unwavering. We're committed fully to experiencing Shabbos for 25 hours and letting go of everything else. But ultimately, it's our opportunity to lean into the Bechina of Malchus, where Hashem says, I am now apparent in the world. I want you to feel my presence. I'm going to be open to being expressed into the world. And that is the greatness that we tap into whenever we go to Yerushalayim, and we can feel that. And the same thing happens each and every week when we tap into the Yom HaShvi, the Bechina, the aspect of Shabbos, which is also that aspect of Malchus, of kingship. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.